If they get the technology right, this could be the most productive 60-day session in the history of the New Mexico legislature. It will undoubtedly be the least ceremonious. Most years, a legislative session is much more than just updated budgets and new laws. It's a celebration of our culture, an educational eye-opener for students, and a gathering spot for local leaders from throughout the state. Every decent-sized town in the state gets its own day, when the business and government leaders all go to Santa Fe to rub elbows with the governor. They hope. Some years they have to settle for legislators. A senator and representative from that town will each sponsor a memorial declaring how great the town is. They'll then use valuable time on the House and Senate floor extolling the virtues of their community and all who have ever lived there. And it doesn't stop with honoring towns. In the last 60-day session in 2019, memorials were also passed to honor or draw attention to the Speech Language Hearing Association, Presbyterian Medical, Public Educators, Retired Educators, Amtrak, Asian Americans, Bikepackers, Board Certified Teachers, Spaceport America, Rural Electric Cooperatives, School Nutrition, UNM, Foster Parents, Young Farmers, the Oil and Gas Industry, Uranium Workers, Heart Disease, Acequias, the Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Autism, FFA Workers, Veterans, Multiple Sclerosis, Cheval Shepherd, Dolores Huerta, School Boards, Older Women in the Military, Boy Scouts, Dee Rozanski, and Alzheimer's Disease. That was just in the House. The Senate had its own list. Each memorial is an opportunity for people representing those groups to come to Santa Fe and watch from the gallery as lawmakers go on and on about how great they are. And then there's the singing and dancing. Mariachi groups from throughout the state, often accompanied by folklorica dancers. It drove me nuts at first. Hundreds of bills die every year without ever being heard because the clock runs out at the end of the session, and these guys are prattling on about uranium workers. I eventually came to accept that those moments of recognition were important for the people involved. But I always wondered how much work they could get done if they cut out all the ceremonial stuff. We'll find out this year. The COVID-19 pandemic will keep all but lawmakers and staff out of the roundhouse. There's also a new Senate this year, following a primary election purge of longtime establishment Democrats like Mary Kay Papin and John Arthur Smith. The expectation is the change will bring a new opportunity to pass a slew of bills that have already been endorsed by the House. It won't be nearly as colorful or noisy this year in Santa Fe, but it may be a lot more productive. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.